Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast. This is our super short episode where we break down what's going on this week in business and marketing and life. And then we still have our Ask Us Anything later in the week and our Big Tips episode at the end of the week. So what's going on this week? Well, first off, I don't care what you think about X, the old Twitter. They just released something to all of its users, not just its premium users, which is pretty cool, which is Grok, G-R-O-K. That is their AI chatbot. So it's X's ChatGPT, okay? And up until now, the only people who had access to it were premium users, people that were paying to use X. But now, this week, they've opened it up to everybody. And I'm going to tell you, again, don't care anybody's opinion about X. This Grok AI chatbot is really, really good, and you need to mess around with it. And all you have to do is when you log on to X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, on the left-hand menu, there's a button that says Grok, G-R-O-K. You click on it, and you could ask it anything, and it gives you sources of answers. It's good. So you should check it out because I have been messing around with it a lot. What else is going on? Well, LinkedIn updated something just in the last 48 hours, and it's something you could only see on your phone, on the mobile app, which is on all videos right now. At least they're in testing mode. It should be on your phone. It might not be on every phone yet, but on all videos, whether it's a brand page or an individual's page, you can see the number of views that video has. Why does that matter? Because up until now, you couldn't see the actual number of views somebody else's video got or a brand had gotten, but now you can. So why does this matter? Well, two things. Number one, the number of views are a lot lower than what you might think, right? And so you may be following somebody that has a zillion followers and they just don't get a lot of views. Like, for example, Oracle put out a post a week ago. Oracle, the company, has 10 million followers, right? And the video that they put out got less than 10,000 views, which you can now see. Why does that matter? Because for a brand like Oracle, it's kind of embarrassing, right? If you don't get a certain number of views on a post that you put out because you have 10 million followers, you're a huge global brand. So it's going to almost force brands to do paid boosting on a lot of their video promotions. And it's also going to shake up the world of B2B influencers on LinkedIn because people aren't going to want to pay for just a few hundred views. So that's really interesting to see right now on the mobile app on videos posts from anybody. I saw this week that the word of the year from dictionary.com is demure. I don't care about that. So I'm not going to talk about that because that's meaningless to me. What is slightly meaningless, but it shouldn't be, is that Pinterest came out with their thing that they've now done for 9 years, which you might tune out, but you shouldn't. Pinterest comes out with something this time of year called Pinterest Predicts. So it just came out with Pinterest Predicts 2025. Now, what this is, they come out with this laundry list of the most random things that they think are going to be trends heading into the new year. Now, the reason that you should care is that according to Pinterest's own data, okay, that 80% of the things that they predict will become big trends actually go on to become big trends. So if you are a content creator, if you're designing a website, if you're working on new products, business or consumer, this Pinterest Predicts is something you want to check out because you want to get ahead of it. You want to be cool. So what are the things that they're predicting? It's so random. So one of their top predictions is something called cherry coded. What? That Gen Z and millennials will infuse cherries, yeah, the fruit, into their makeup, menus, and mood boards this year. And they're highlighting the fact that right now, cherry vibe, the phrase, searches are up 325%, and dark cherry red searches are up 235%. I guess we're all going to be walking around in dark cherry something or another. I don't know. Another one that they're saying is going to be really popular, which I'm very into, is pickles. I like pickles. This is so random that Gen X and millennials are going to go all in on pickles. That's what they say. Pickle cakes, pickle de gallo, pickle fries, and even pickle margaritas. What is that? Who wants a pickle margarita? Then you're walking around the bar smelling like a pickle. I don't know about that, but pickle margarita search volume is up 100%. Yeah, it went from 2 to 4 people searching it. I don't know about that one, but I hope it takes off because pickle de gallo sounds great. A couple other things going on this week. Subject line trends from subjectline.com. On the business-to-business email marketing side, a new phrase has moved into the top 10, or new word, whatever you want to call it. It is the letter Q and the number 1. So Q1 has moved into the top 10 phrases, increasing email open rates as of right now. And of course, that makes sense because we all care about what's going to happen in Q1. So if you haven't tested Q1 at the start of your subject line, that's giving a boost. And on the consumer side of email subject lines, the phrase almost gone, exclamation mark, at the start of your subject line has moved into the top 5 phrases. And that also makes sense because we're all very deep into holiday purchasing and you want to know what's almost gone. So those are two things worth testing. What about meaningless things? You know, that's my favorite part of the discussion. Well, first off, one of the top shows now on Netflix this week is It Cake Holiday Edition. I love Is It Cake. If you've never watched it and you think it's for like kids or something, it is not. You got to go watch Is It Cake Holiday. What happens is they make these cakes and then you have to decide, is it cake or is it the real thing? And then they cut into it. And I would say easily 50% of the time, I get it wrong. I have no idea how they do this. Whenever I make a cake, it looks like something you shouldn't even eat, let alone looking like something in real life. So I would check that out. The thing I'm not going to check out, which is a hot trending movie on Netflix, is Afraid. This is like this new AI horror thriller thing. It's about AI taking over this family's life. I can't get into this stuff. First of all, I don't like anything that's scary. I can't do it. I won't sleep. No way. And then AI becoming really mean. I don't know. I like when AI is really nice. Can we have like a movie about AI becoming nice? Why is the AI always have to be mean? And then the most important thing this week, if you listen to nothing else on this episode, this is hugely important. So Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie are coming back together for a new limited time show that's coming out this week, okay? It's going to be on Peacock. It is Paris and Nicole, The Encore. Now you're like, what is he talking about? You may not know this, but one of the best shows ever on TV was called The Simple Life. It was back in like the 2000s. It was Paris Hilton, who was very cool, and Nicole Richie, who might be one of the funniest people on the planet. And they had this show where they would go to like farm towns across the country and do weird stuff. And I loved it. Great, great show. But they haven't been back together doing a show in forever. And now they're releasing this 3 encore special new show on Peacock. So you got to check this out. It's called Paris and Nicole, The Encore. You will not hear about that on any other marketing podcast because this is ridiculous. Listen, I would really appreciate it. As your holiday gift to me, leave this thing a review. Tell me if this show stinks and go to jschwedelson.com. Let's hang out, connect with me, talk to me. Let me know what's going on. Thanks for being here. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketer. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.